Stand with me. We'll read the Bible and then I'll pray. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Okay, let me pray. Father, Lord, thank you so much for allowing me to be up here, Lord. I'm very grateful to you for just sending your son Jesus dying on the cross for our sin, Lord. You are everything to me, my family, our church, and without you, Lord, we would not be here. I pray that you will be honored and glorified. I pray you help me to say only what you want me to say, Lord. We love you. In Christ's name, amen. All right, you may be seated. Okay. Just got a couple of points, amen? No. But I'm going to take my sweet time, amen? I did come from the South, so I didn't bring my sweet tea, though. But let me just share with you real quick. You know, in verse number 4, who will have all men to be saved? Amen. All people. Yes. You know, the gospel is just not for us here in America. The song, Joy to the World, unreached people group cannot know the joy of God if we don't give them the gospel. It didn't say joy to America, but joy to the world. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. God loved the world, friend. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter. Well, people like me from Southeast Asia, just running for my life away from the communists coming to America. Doesn't matter, people like some of you from the Philippines, Vietnam, Laos, American, black, white, Hispanic. God wants all people to be saved. To be saved. You know, the more I read my Bible, the more I know God, you know, I want the world to be rich with the gospel. I want to challenge you, what one person or one group that you don't really care about, that you don't really care about? When I read this passage, it speaks to my heart greatly. You know, as a young Christian, I didn't care too much about the Khmer Rouge. I didn't care too much about people that killed their own people. But the more I serve God, even the communists, they need God. Even as a young Christian, I didn't care too much about people that oppress their own people. But the more I serve God, the longer I serve God, even oppressed people need the Lord Jesus. They need God. But I'm not going to talk too much about prayers, but first of all, God desire as Christian will be people of prayer. A prayer. I think about, you know, I read a book by author L. Hammonds, first American missionary to Cambodia. There was a Christian cowboy in Wyoming. He prayed many, many years for Cambodia. At his, in his house, if there's a country that have no gospel witness, no missionary, he'll leave it all dark. And he'll put a pin so he remember to pray for Cambodia. I thank God for that man. And friend, I want to encourage you, don't underestimate the power of prayer. Don't underestimate the power of prayer. You know, God answered that man's prayer, and God sent Arthur L. Hammond to Cambodia in 1922. He prayed for many years. I think about this Indian pastor and missionary that prayed for Asia and Southeast Asia to be reached with the gospel for over 40 years now. I thank God for that man. I don't know, maybe, I'm pretty sure, you know, oftentimes I think about us, a lot of us that from Southeast Asia. You know, of course, God did not want all those people to die during the war. But, you know, God worked it out for good. God brought us to America, and in America, we had an opportunity to hear the gospel preach. I thank God for that. I thank God for American Christian that have compassion on us, that sponsor us, churches that love on us. I thank God for them. I thank God for them. Without them, most of us would not be here today. Most of us from Southeast Asia would not be here today. I thank God for their compassion. You know, oftentimes I think about, friends, for churches nowadays, if people from Southeast Asia, refugees, were to come to America in 2021, would we be compassionate? Would we be willing to reach out to refugees? I often think about that. But I thank God for people that pray for Cambodia. I thank God for that. Now many Cambodian people have the opportunity to hear the gospel preach, have opportunity to get saved. But let me, what I really want to talk about, verse 4, who will have all men to be saved, young, old, Asian, white, black, doesn't matter. I want to encourage you, what kind of desire you have for people in the whole world? Like I said, the more I serve God, the more I want to see the world reach with the gospel. I would love to see that. Would love to see that. There's over 16,000 people groups in the whole world, and there's still over 6,000 people groups that are unreached. They never heard the gospel one time. Never one time. And when you hear a stat like that, friend, does it break your heart? Does it break your heart? Well, let me, and all I said, for who have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. You know, when I think about the knowledge of the truth, the knowledge of Jesus Christ is the truth. The knowledge of the gospel, Jesus Christ is the gospel. Let me, you know, when there's no knowledge of God, when people don't know God, people worship their ancestor, like most of my families. When people don't know God, they trust in that red string. People in Cambodia, they wear a red string on their wrist to protect them from evil spirit or from bad luck. And they would tie a red string on the, they put it in their cars, or they wear it. They do that because they don't know God. They don't know God. When there's no knowledge of the truth, people are animists, meaning they believe that everything has a spirit, and they worship idols of any kind and practice spiritism. witchcraft, divination, and astrology. When there's no knowledge of God, people have, they dance to the devil, like some of our Muslim, our John believer that were saved from Islam. I think about him and Pei, they used to do that. But I'm thankful that God delivered them from that. From that. When people don't know God, people are very superstitious, very fearful. I was like that. When people don't know God, they believe in reincarnation. When people don't know God, friend, they trust in their good deeds. In the Khmer language, it says that kluon tipun kluon, meaning self-depend or trust in themselves. When people don't know God, they trust in their own good works. As you and I know, friend, none of us are good. None of us. I thank God for his mercy. I remember as a young adult, I am ashamed to this day. I cursed God 2 different times. This is before I got saved. I knew there's a creator God in heaven. I was a bitter, angry person. But in my heart, I knew there's a God. And a lot of bad things happened, and I blamed God for it. But I thank God for his mercy. He still was merciful, gracious, and reach out to a person like me. Like I told you before, I was bitter, angry, hated people, hated my family. But I thank God, God delivered me from that. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for that. But friend, there's so many people that have no knowledge of God in this world. You know, I am happy for you and even myself. I get to be here in America to celebrate Christmas with my family, with friends. But I, be honest with you, I cannot forget about the unreached people groups in the world we live in today. I think about it often. You know, in our church in Cambodia, I'm thankful that we have John believer, Khmer, Chinese Cambodian, Gui, but you know, I would say there's about 10, 12 families of Jam believer, but there was over 500,000 Jam people in Cambodia. And I only know our church, our team are working with the Jam people. And I want you to think about that. Think about that for a minute. How many Jam people that perish without hearing the gospel one time. One time. I think about the Gui people. I had no idea. You know, growing up in Cambodia, part of my life, the first 10, 11 years, had no idea there's Gui people. But I thank God that we have some Gui family in our church in Preva here. I thank God for that. But there's over 30,000 of them. And our church is, as far as I know, the only one working with the Gui people. And I want you to think about stuff like that. Think about it. God does not want anybody to perish. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And I want to encourage, as you celebrate Christmas, and I want to encourage you to think about the world. Think about people groups that never heard the gospel. You ever pray for unreached people groups? Do you ever pray for, there's almost 700 people groups in Southeast Asia alone. In Southeast Asia. I did some research and I looked it up. In Southeast Asia, there's 11 countries. There's about 684 people groups, unreached people groups in Southeast Asia alone. You know, I thank God that here in America, a lot of people get to go to church. You and I have a lot of resources. You can listen to preaching anytime. You can read books anytime you want. You have the resource to help you spiritually. But I think about people in Cambodia, they don't have that. They don't have that. Believe me, let me go on. You know, when people don't know God, they have no knowledge of the truth. They worship spirit, the ancestor. Sometimes we, Khmer people, their son, they become monk, and the parents worship their own son. Why do they do that? They don't know God. They don't know God. Because people don't know God, I see some villagers in Cambodia, here in America, we put scarecrow to scare the crow away. But in Cambodia, I had no idea, but in the last 11 years, I have learned that many villagers in Cambodia, they put scarecrow in front of their house to scare off evil spirit. Why did they do that? They don't know God. They don't know God. Because there's no knowledge of the truth. People trust in witch doctors. I think about one of our faithful laymen, Chai. His family serving God, saved. But Chai got saved out of, his dad was a witch doctor. He was saved out of Islam, but his dad was a witch doctor. Very well-known witch doctor. But I thank God for his testimony. When people don't know God, friend, they trust in witch doctors. There are thousands of people like that all over the world. And I want to challenge and encourage you, you ever pray for unreached people groups? You know, because of this passage, I have to expand and think more about unreached people groups all over the world. My heart is just not for Cambodia, Southeast Asia. I think about all the people, thousands. I think about all the young ladies in Cambodia that pack the back of a mid-sized truck to go to work every single day. If no one tell them about Jesus, there's no hope for them. No hope. You know, because the people are poor, a lot of parents, they buy ID card for their teenage daughters, lying by the age, so they can work in factories. And a lot of times you see young lady, the young lady are the breadwinners in the family, and they take care of four or five people. We have some young lady like that in our church in Satrai, making $200 a month, and she can only keep like $10, $20 for herself. The rest she had to give to her family. But I think about people like that. You know, it's not wrong for you to celebrate Christmas, but I want to remind you, God, Christ, came to die for the whole world. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. The Bible didn't say God just loved Americans. He loved all people. I thank God for that. Thank God for that. It doesn't matter how evil people are. God loved them. God loved them. I think about Ezekiel 33:11. Say unto them, as I live with the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why would ye die, O house of Israel? I know the passage talking about the children of Israel, but it might as well, you can apply it to the whole world. There's not one single person in this world, friend, that God wanted them to die and spend eternity in hell. Not one person. And I want to just remind you of that. It's not wrong at all to celebrate Christmas here in America, but let us not forget people that don't know God or never heard of Jesus Christ. I often think about that. You know, Pastor, this morning, talk about Nehemiah. God used the story of Nehemiah to speak to my heart for my people. You know, Nehemiah, when he saw the destruction, of his people in captivity, and the city being destroyed, it broke his heart. He sat down and wept. You know, I'll be honest with you, as missionary, other missionary can testify, we travel all over America. I don't see too many weeping Christians. I'll be honest with you. I don't see many Christians weeping for America. I'm just going to be upfront with you. I see some of my own friend, Christians know how to be mean on social media, yes. But to be compassionate, loving, gentle, speaking the truth in love, weeping for America, I don't see many. Unless I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But I'll be honest with you, I don't see many Christians weeping for America. Or even for the whole world. I don't see many. I'll be honest with you, it'd be good for us sometime just to sit down and weep for our country. And weep for unsaved people. Not just the people we love, but the people that hate us. That hate us. You know what? I almost often say, you know, when God first called me to work with my people, I didn't answer God's call right away. I said, God, I don't want to reach the communist Cambodian. They kill half of my family. But you know what? The more I serve God, the more I know the Bible, the more I know God, God didn't have to twist my arm. I said, you know what, God? I want to reach them for God. I want to reach them for you. It doesn't matter who they are. And I want to remind you of that. I want to remind you of that. Over and over again, friend, in the Bible, in Old Testament, I put down probably at least 30, 40 verses. We won't have time, amen. But and I'm sure the single want the activity. And some of you want to go home and eat, amen? Well, you got quiet, amen? Well, I want to go home and watch the replay of the Braves being at the Dodger, amen? Inside. No, but let me get back to some inside joke, amen? But you think about Genesis 3:9. After Adam and Eve sinned, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Where are you at, Adam? God already knew he committed sin. God already knew that Adam betrayed God. God already knew that Eve was deceived. But God sought him out. God gave him an opportunity to confess their sin and to make things right. One of the first things that God did unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. One of the first things that God did was show them kindness and mercy. You know why? Because God does not want them to die in their sin. And God placed, so he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Why did God do that? He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You think about Cain, the first murderer. He killed his brother, and God gave him an opportunity to confess and to make things right and not worship God his own way, but God's way. But you know what he said? Remember what I said? Am I my brother's keeper? I oftentimes think about that answer. That's one of the things that God used to for me to reach my people. Am I the keeper of my fellow man? And friend, I want to remind you, if you know God called you to some place, mission field, or anywhere, if you don't answer that call, you're telling God the same thing just like Cain did. Am I my brother's keeper? Am I responsible for my fellow man? I think about that often, very often. In Genesis 18, God gave Abraham to intercede for Sodom. Sodom, a wicked city. But Abraham interceded for them. Even though the people were sinful, wicked, but Abraham begged God for that city. And I want to challenge you, who are you interceding for? I'll be honest with you, because I came to America as refugees, it breaks my heart to see America going further and further away from God. Breaks my heart greatly, because I know what a great country this is. I travel to many churches. You know, when I see Christians sometimes, I'll be honest with you, if you're not like that, that's good, but sometimes I see people come attend a church like God owed them something. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. And I want to remind you, God does not owe you and I anything. Anything. We owe God everything. Friend, we must be careful of our attitude. Sometimes I see that in churches. It breaks my heart. People don't really care about the messages. It really burdened me. Americans have everything materialistically, but spiritually are empty. I see a lot of empty faces, I'll be honest with you. As young people, even you, sometimes I observe young people. I'm thankful that you have a good church. You have parents that love you. You go to Christian school, but if you don't have a walk with God, you're empty spiritually. Empty. I think about young people in third world country. They have nothing, but spiritually, they have everything. Everything. I think about a young lady like Borey, who just got married a couple months ago. Her mom passed away in 2013. Her dad passed away 3-4 years ago. Have nothing. But if you talk to her, you would never think it. She have all the joy, her face glow. I think about Celette that got married last year. I remember visiting her and her mom. Her mom were living under another person's house. Not even a room, living under a house. Nothing. But at the same time, with God, spiritually, she have everything. All because of God. Let me, I just have a few minutes. But, so Abraham interceded for Sodom. Who are you begging God for today, friends? Those of you that come from different countries, you ever weep for your people? Or let me even say it further. Do you ever weep for people that hate you, that are against you? In Hebrews 11, the Bible tells us, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. That's Moses. that Moses. Friend, a lot of countries in this world, you don't have to suffer affliction. All you have to do is just be willing to leave America. That's it. Not even like Moses. But Moses was willing to suffer affliction for the people of God. Is it too much for God to ask each and every one of us, if God called us, don't get me wrong, if God called us to leave America, I'll be honest with you, the more I know God, it's not hard at all. Not hard at all. God's commandments are not grievous, 1 John tells us. Why? If you love God, it's not grievous at all. You can go anywhere. If you love God, you'd be willing to do anything for him. If you love God, you're willing to go anywhere, and you're willing to leave everything behind, all because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just want to remind you that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And I remind you of all the people in this world that have no knowledge of the truth. If they never have an opportunity to hear the gospel, they would not know the joy of God. And I remind you, the song said, joy to the world. It's not joy to a few country, but to the world. For God meant it for all people in the world to know him and to experience God's joy. God's joy. But because God desires all men to be saved, all men need to hear the gospel. That's number one, if you want an outline. No outline, but if you want an outline, okay. Because God desires all men to be saved, all men need to hear the gospel. Doesn't matter who they are, where they come from, what they look like. I'll be honest with you, I miss working with the people in Cambodia badly. I miss working with the deaf people. My daughter and I had an opportunity to learn sign language for a couple of years, and we love it. I miss working with the deportees in Cambodia. There's at least 1,000 of them that were deported back to Cambodia. Most of them are former gang members. But friend, they're no different from you and I. They need God. They need God. Some of them have been in prison for 15, 20 years. And they get sent back to Cambodia. They don't know the culture there. In that video that we show, when I stand around with all those guys are from America. They need God, friend. There's over 1,000 of them in Cambodia. If no one reached them, nobody else will. But because God desires all men to be saved, all men need to hear the gospel. And we need to pray for the world, especially for unsaved, unreached people groups. We need to pray for laborers. And not knowing that, because God wants all men to be saved, we need to do good unto all. Unto all. And book James tells us, unto him that knoweth to do good and do it not, it is sin. It is sin. And I just want to challenge and encourage you. There's a new year coming up. But this passage, you know what God challenged me? To expand my prayer list. I think about all the unreached people groups in the world. My heart is just not for Cambodia, friend, I'll be honest with you. Even in America, for me, it's not hard to have compassion toward Americans. I'll tell you why. I know the Judeo-Christian value is going away quickly, but for me personally, it's easy to talk to Americans. It's easy to have compassion on Americans. Because you have everything, but yet spiritually you have nothing. Nothing. I would love to see America come back to God. We love that. We love that. Not on just that, friend. I would love to see the gospel to go to the whole world. The world needs God. As you celebrate Christmas, New Year, I'm happy for you. But we think we have opportunity to celebrate in America, where we have everything. But I remind you, young people all over the world, kids that have been being sold into slave labor by the thousand in Southeast Asia. Don't forget about them. Don't forget about them. Let us all close our eyes, bow our head, and we'll pray. And I'll hand it over back to Pastor. Father, Lord, just thank you so much for your mercy, your grace. To each and every one of us, Lord, we do not deserve it. But you are always seeking, loving. At the same time, you are holy and righteous. Lord, I pray for the world, Lord. I pray for people to be saved. I pray for all people. Pastor.